Massachusetts remains a national leader in educational degree attainment, according to a new report. The Lumina Foundation's latest data show 63% of residents hold a college degree or other credential, compared to the national average of nearly 55%. Jeanette Semperville is the executive director of Bottom Line Massachusetts, which advises low-income and first-generation students. She says the state benefits from the sheer number of post-secondary institutions, but affordability puts many schools out of reach.
Students are more and more questioning whether or not college is the right fit for them, and we have to be able to show that credential programs won't be enough for them as they try to attain economic mobility.
Studies show college graduates will earn $1 million more over their lifetime compared to their counterparts. But Semperville says many students fear that federal financial aid will soon no longer be available. Millions of students apply each year through the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA. Data show numerous delays and technical glitches last year led to a 9% decline in first-time applicants. Semperville says Bottom Line advisors work with students to make affordable college choices, which is helping close the state's historic wealth gap.
They are our future, right? So we need to be able to open more doors for more students and equip them with the career-ready skills that today's employers are looking for.
Semperville says it takes a village of school districts, corporate leaders, and nonprofits working together to ensure students from diverse backgrounds have access to higher education. She says it's important students see examples of successful college graduates to help them better understand the value in securing a degree and having, she says, the courage to succeed. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation. I'm Catherine Carley reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.